The Holy Spirit in the church, the partnership between the new creation and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the power of God to effect the will of God according to the Word of God, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. Hebrews 1:3. Jesus told His disciples what to do after His resurrection. Be filled with power, and then preach, heal, and deliver. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry you in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Luke 24:49. He that believes on me, as the Scripture said, and out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spoke he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost had not yet been given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. John 7:38-39. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which says he, you have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, and in Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Acts 1:4-8. So, we see that the promise of the Holy Spirit was made by Jesus, and in the passage below, he makes clear the distinction between having the Holy Spirit with you and him being in you. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. John 14:17. The implications of the Holy Spirit being in us are enormous. Instead of being visited by the Holy Spirit from time to time to be given supernatural talent, inspiration, and power for a specific purpose, we now have the power of God resident in us. Furthermore, the new creature spirit that we are is intimately woven into the Holy Spirit so that we are one with Christ Jesus and the Father. The identity of God is imprinted on the new creature spirit so that we manifest the Spirit fruit and the Spirit gifts as a son of God.